Hey everybody, this is Trippy Tommy for the Trippy Cupcakes podcast. Thank you for listening to our Dungeons & Dragons playthrough through Lusylvania with my friends Dizzy, Sabbath, Big Green, and myself as Atreyu. We love you guys. Thank you for listening. Check us out on Facebook and Instagram at Trippy Cupcakes Podcast and on Gmail at Trippy Cupcakes Podcast. Hit us up anytime. We are looking for people to come on and be guest characters. Hopefully you guys know a little bit about D&D. And also, we love you. Have a great day.
Hello and welcome back to the Trippy Cupcakes podcast. I'm your resident DM Lunchbox, and I'm here with your main hosts.
AA Trippy T here, aka Atreyu.
Also with us,
we got Big Green fucking up the arena.
And then also,
Big Kurt, Sabbath, the fucking Sasquatch King.
And bad bitch.
I guess Disney's here. One, I thought it was the third one, but it's really number five.
And I believe the last we left you, Dizzy and Atreyu, you both were in the bar, meeting new people and drinking. And at the same time, Big Green and Sabbath were playing a magical video game to where they could be in a coliseum. You guys went one round so far against 9 bandits and won. And you guys came back from a checkpoint and proceeded to chest bump each other.
Oh, yeah. Oh, get it.
And then all of a sudden you hear a loud crash of the doors and you hear someone yell,
"Beanbag!"
And that's where you guys are now.
Hey, Atreyu, what's up, buddy?
Well, we made some new friends, kind of, I think.
Are you drunk?
Oh my god, you're drunk.
I'm not. Hey. 4 draconic cognacs are not enough to get me drunk.
Wow, you were a lightweight this time. We drank so much at the last bar and you were fine. You're so just...
This bartender makes me different, that's all I can say. But...
Tolerance.
Anyways, I needed to see what my buddies were doing.
Dude, we're fucking up this game. Get over here. You and Dizzy can get in on it too. We fight stuff in like a fake reality.
Oh my god, did you say fighting?
Yeah.
Oh, let's go.
Well, right, so, strap up, boys.
So what do we have to do? Do we have to pay more gold for them, is it?
I believe it was 1 gold per play. Mm-hmm. Okay, so yeah, Atreyu and Dizzy, you'll have to -1 gold from your pouch to join in.
Oh my god.
It does say continue on there, and you guys already won your last round. So all they have to do is pay, and then they can join in too.
Okay, so 34 gold now.
Okay, already GP.
Gotcha. All right, so I'm down to 34 gold.
I'm down to 9, I think.
You're good.
All right, it's because I picked up in that town.
You started with 5.
The only reason why I have more gold is, like I said, is because we hit that little lick in that town.
Yeah.
Me and Big Green kind of came up a little bit.
So, okay. Where are we?
All right, so you guys pay and you get in. You all stand on the magical circles that are, lined up, kind of like a DDR machine.
Okay.
And then you are teleported back into the Coliseum. For Atreyu and Dizzy, this is the first time for them. You guys see a big, in our world, would be a Roman Coliseum. Kind of gladiator status. You see the sand and the blood stains in it.
Big Green's super excited. Like, welcome to the Thunderdome. Big Green Dizzy.
You hear thunder crackling in the background.
What? Does that happen every time I say thunder? Cool.
Thunder.
It's just a hyperbolic time chamber with the word echo. Echo. Okay, so you guys see this, and you see over on the other side, a small little sprout of a plant grows, just kind of like a small bud, and then it quickly starts growing more and more, and it just becomes a gigantic tree,
and
it just, its limbs sprout out like giant muscled arms, and just
lifts out,
and then it says ready, and then you guys have 15 seconds.
Okay, so we gotta formulate a strategy on fighting a big ass tree. Can I like start kind of like wild shape before it starts, or do I have to wait until beginning?
I believe you'll be able to wild shape. This is preparation.
Okay. Yeah, I'm gonna go into my wild shape then.
All right. I'm assuming you're gonna be a turtle bear.
I am good turtle bear.
Okay.
But yes.
All right. And is anyone else gonna try to prepare anything for this giant awakened tree?
I think I'm gonna use mage armor on Sabbath.
How long does that last?
Wait, let me see.
You can use it on a PC. You touch a willing creature who isn't wearing armor, and a protected magical force surrounds it until the spell ends. The target's base AC becomes 13 plus the dexterity modifier.
So you would get 3 more AC, so yours would be 17 now.
Cool.
So the spell ends at the end of the round, technically.
No, it's 8 hours.
Is it 8
spell
hours?
Ends in target...
No concentration.
Yep.
Mage armor.
Yeah, if you dismiss the spell as an action, yeah.
Alright, so yeah, just take off one of your first level spell slots then.
And then what do I do on here? How do I use it?
Go to your, this character sheet.
Oh, word. So go here.
And then
should I do
over in there, yep, first level.
Oh, that's second level of this guy.
Yeah. And you
cast one.
Yep, apply. There you go.
Word, bam.
Alright, so then I helped you out. 17 AC. So you got to remember that. Or I'll write it down.
Yeah, I'll write it down. You don't have to change on that, so you can change it. That's like a permanent AC.
Oh, okay.
This is like he casts a spell on you. So we'll keep a tally on it.
And it says 18?
Yeah, or 17.
17?
Yeah.
All right.
This is dope.
Cool. So yeah, you see this tree, and now the 15 seconds are up. The first on the initiative would be Treyu.
All right. Let's rock it. Let's see what Daddy's got cooking up. I'm going to be a little more, gung-ho than usual due to my inebriation. I'm just going to come right off the top with Melf's acid arrow.
All right.
I'm going to come in with the big nasty.
Is there anything I need to do for that?
I'm trying to read it and make sure I know what the fuck I'm doing here. So 90 feet is how far I go with it.
Yeah. What you need to pay attention to is like how it shows you. You need to make an attack roll for the initial damage, and then even if that misses,
target takes 4d4 acid damage immediately and 2d4 acid damage at the end of the next turn.
And then if they succeed on it, I think they only take half damage, and then they don't take extra damage.
So yeah, it says on a miss, arrow splashes the target with acid for half as much. Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
He knows.
All right. So I need to roll a.
I roll?
You have to roll an attack to hit the tree.
Which is...
Your d20.
Okay, I'm a big guy.
And then you'll add...
Fucking 3.
That's probably going to miss even with...
Yeah.
Plus 4 to it, yeah. Miss,
which is a second level spell I expended.
Yep. Man. Unfortunately. But you'll still... Okay. They'll still take damage.
Yeah.
Alright, so... Yeah, and then, which is on this guy, right?
No, right, go back to the spell effect.
Yeah.
Yeah. So roll 2d or 4d4s.
Which is this guy.
The pyramid dude. Yeah. Roll 4 times and add it together.
All right. So there's 4. 4.
8.
2.
10.
And 1.
11. So half of that is 5. No, 6.
Yeah, it'd be 6.
Yep.
So that'd be 6 damage.
Yep.
All right.
6 acid.
And all right. Let's see. All right, Treyu, you use your Melf's acid arrow. You miss. You get it with some splash damage, though, for 6. So you do that. You shoot it. A little puddle of acid goes next to it, and it kind of splashes it and just, just does a little.
Just
little
enough point. To piss it off, yeah.
Yeah, it's just a little bit. And after you, it is Dizzy. What are you going to do?
Well, I'm going to use this chill tip on him.
Alrighty. What do I need to do for that?
Her attack.
Okay.
So yeah, you gotta make the attack roll.
Is it 1d8?
You had to roll the d20.
D20. And
3.
Plus, yeah, it's gonna miss.
We have 3.
About 5.
Yeah.
That's plus a 2.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
Big miss. Big miss.
Would you like to do anything else on your turn?
bonus action.
Oh, yeah, you might as well spores. Might as well get some of them in.
Yeah, we'll do some of that.
You gonna spores them?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that'd be 10 feet.
Yeah, she was close enough because she was doing shield touch.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, she was already up on him.
Nice.
So
did you have to dash forward to do chill touch? Is that what it is? You have to, like, because you have to touch them.
No, she actually has range. She can do it at, like, 120.
Oh, okay. Oh, fuck. Yeah. Fuck. Okay. No, damn.
So what? Chill touch was like a melee.
Yeah, I thought it was like a melee.
No.
Yeah,
that's what
I
thought. What too. I'm doing is I'm going to create, like, this ghastly, skeletal, you know, hand in the space of a creature within range.
Mm.
Okay.
Yeah. And make a ranged spell attack against a creature, which obviously I failed to. Yes. Assail it with the Chill of the Grave.
But you still have a bonus action if you want to do something.
You could get to the... Yeah. Spores.
Or your fungal form.
Oh, yeah. Could do that.
That's what I wanted to do.
Okay.
I don't fungal know how form. To do that.
Right. So, go back to your character sheet. Yes. But yeah, it's your bonus action, so you use that. Good. Then... If you go to your health here, you can hit temporary hit points and type in 12. And you're good. So you got the extra health. And it'll count down as it goes.
Holy crap.
All right.
There it is.
And after Dizzy, it is Big Green.
All right. Here we go, guys.
I'm in my bear form.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right. Big Green's gonna let out a big fucking bear roars, roar, and charge at the thing. Bonus action to go into a rage first.
Okay.
Let's use my rage. And then, yeah, I guess I'm just gonna start mulling this fucking thing. I got two attacks. Let me get my bear stats. Alright. So I'm gonna attack my claws first. Does a 17 hit?
Yes.
Alright, and then bite next, just real quick. Another 17?
Yep.
Alright.
What kind of damage is this?
The claws are slashing, bites are piercing.
Okay, you'll do double on the slashing, but you'll do half on the piercing.
Okay, that's fair.
So I'll let you work that out.
So 5 plus so 11 on the claws, so that goes to 22. And then for the bite, for 10, so that's at 5.
Okay.
So 22 and 5. That's 27 total.
Damn, boy.
All right.
You raging go, bear.
Yeah.
Raging bear turtle.
Yeah,
Jesus.
You go up and just claw this thing, and, like, your claws act as, like, miniature axes as they just run into this tree. Yeah. And then just as you sweep down, you use the velocity of your paw coming down to just project your head forward to just bite it. And do you get any grapples or anything with the bite?
No, I just have a multi-attack.
Okay, cool.
That's lit,
so, yeah, and then you get that bite in.
Dopeness. Yeah.
Fucking take that, you stupid tree.
And is that all for you?
Yeah, that is all I got.
Then that goes to him.
Okay, after Big Green, that is, Sabbath.
I want to use my rage thing.
Alright, yeah, you'll fly into your rage.
Which version?
The frenzy one?
Okay.
I want to do that one.
Like that.
Yeah, like a miniature dog.
All right, so yeah, that's your bonus action for that. So that's cool. And then what else?
I want to attack. I guess
your chainsaw.
Yeah, it's got to run up. And
I want to use my chainsaw to attack.
All right,
You get two attacks with that, or is it just advantage?
He gets the one this turn because he just used his bonus action to go into rage. So when he has a bonus action again next turn, he can use that to make another attack.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah.
So your first one, you only get one attack, though.
Right. Yeah.
So, roll your 20.
You got to take some time to get angry.
Yeah,
fuck yourself
good.
Up.
Can he also reckless attack?
What?
Can he also
he can reckless attack.
Ooh, big 19.
Okay.
Ooh, 19.
Mm-hmm. Let you know that hit.
All right, so 19 definitely hits. Roll your damage, which would be 2d6.
Mm-hmm.
That one, yep.
And it'll be plus 4. Mm-hmm. This is in rage.
Four.
Four. And 6. Nice.
10, 14 damage total for you.
Ooh.
Nice.
That's nice.
It's a big hit. Big awesome. Chainsaw.
Cool.
Fucking cuts into the tree. That's perfect, too.
It's like Sasquatch against nature, turning on his creator or
something. Bear on one side. Just
how does your chainsaw sound while going into this tree?
It sounds like a fucking weed whacker.
we got to get him a bigger engine. We got to upgrade him to a Hemi.
And also with that, it is a chainsaw, so just like his claws with slashing, it'll do double damage. So that would be 7, 6, 5, 4. What was it? 14 damage?
Yeah.
So that'd be 28.
Oh.
So yeah, you see this tree is barely hanging on.
Oh, nice.
And now
we're working it.
That is the tree's turn.
I'll work it.
Hell
okay,
yeah.
Okay, tree, so who's he going for?
Tree, well, it's not going to attack, I'll tell you that, but it will use nature defense.
Oh, wait, never mind.
What is nature defense?
I failed by Chilka.
It's going to use nature defense, and basically, it's going to just bring its giant arms and just kind of enclose itself with them, and you see from inside of it, it spawns 4 giant wasps, and all go one for one for each one of you.
Oh, dicks. We pissed it off now.
They had bees.
With bees in the tree, you see it just encapsulating. You just see just big wasps come in front of you.
Oh, fuck. All right.
So what? The tree dies and then the wasps take its place? Is that what happened?
No, the tree seems to still be alive, just to be in some side of hibernating state.
Yeah.
Okay.
That chilled out.
I wanted to throw a
bee
in there for some reason.
Alright, this is gonna be a fucking pain. Wasps are assholes.
Mm-hmm.
Alright. That is its action, so it can't do anything with that. And the wasp will take its initiative for that time, and the tree won't be able to attack while these things are on the field.
Okay.
Okay, that's fair.
But
we attack the tree, or is it protected?
You can try. But right now, they're all...
Oh, yeah, they
it's
would,
one
they
for
would,
one in right now.
Okay, all right, cool.
Yeah, but these things do look frail.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, they're wasps.
Yeah.
I mean, they're big bugs.
Yeah, so they can't really do a thing, but they will take its initiative. Okay. So they will go for one for one. I already have that right there.
Are they going to attack us now?
No.
Okay.
It'd be great if they could, but this is just stall, I guess. And after that, it resets the initiative, and that goes back to Atreyu.
Hey. All right. Let's kill one of these waspy boys. I'm still kind of drunk at this point.
Yeah.
But I am ready. So let's do this magic missile.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm going hard because it splits into 3.
Okay. So how are you splitting them up then?
I'm going to go... there's 4 wasps, so I guess the first, each one kind of gets, I'll spread the damage.
Okay, so one.
Because one, it's, yeah, it's, a dart deals 1d4 plus 1.
Okay, and so you're going to have hit 3 of the 4 wasps.
Yeah.
Okay.
3 out of the 4.
Okay.
With my magic missile, which, is a level
1.
Yeah.
Alright, so you're going to target 3. Which 3 of your friends are you going to help out with this magic missile?
There's only 3 of them.
Yeah, but you also have 1 on you.
Oh, fuck.
So you're gonna help yourself and then 2 others? Or are you going to help all of them and not you?
That's the thing I wasn't thinking about myself. Fuck. I shot 3. Guess take care of me and then take care of her. And then, yeah, that'll work. I'm going to send 2 at mine and 1 at hers.
Okay.
All right.
So roll those out.
Which is 1d4, I believe?
Yep, 1d4.
Yeah, triangle.
Which is this guy.
Yep.
So it's 3.
That's 4 damage.
4 damage.
And then another
4. So those the first. 8. So the one near you takes 8 damage.
Mm-hmm.
And then what was the last one that you rolled?
It was 4.
Roll another 4, so hers takes 5 damage.
Yeah.
Okay. Nifty, you got some good rolls with those magic missiles. You spread them from your fingertips, and you see just two of them spike into your wasp and do a significant amount of damage. You bloody it, and one of the others that come out of your fingers fly over to Dizzy's wasp and help her out, and it smacks it, not bloodying it, but it's still a significant hit.
Okay.
And is that it for your turn?
I believe that's all I can do, so yes.
Alrighty. Dizzy, that is you.
So I expended another what level on this spell.
How many creatures are at me? One?
It's damn. 1v1 for all of you. Each so of you only have a wasp. One left.
Yeah.
I have two. Yeah. Damn.
All right, you gotta use cantrips too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Probably for the rest of this fight. Save those spells for next fight.
Yep. I'd say so.
Can I do a poison spray at him?
Yep.
Yeah, that's what you gonna do. Yeah.
And what does that do?
They gotta make a con saving
throw. Extend my hand toward a creature you see within range and project a puff of noxious gas from your palm. The creature must succeed on a constitution saving throw or take 1d12 poison damage.
Okay. And so, it's just one creature?
Yeah, the one in front there.
Okay.
And which one do I roll this one?
No, you're good.
Oh.
He has to roll above your spell save DC. So go to your character sheet.
Well, shout out to the two crew, so I'm not going to make it.
Well,
so
yeah.
Yep.
Okay, so yeah, you get to do damage because he failed.
Oh, heck yeah.
So it'll be this one. Roll that. See what you get.
This one, 12.
Mm-hmm. Three. Well, yes, three damage.
Alright.
But you still have bonus action. You can spores them for another two.
And you're in fungal
form. Oh, yeah, right? Before.
So before.
Yep, so you want to do that?
So what was the original damage?
Three.
Okay, then plus four.
And then what
four.
Was I doing?
Plus the four for spores.
Yeah, you can spores as a bonus action too to do another four.
Which would be...
You're just your ability.
And it's just part of who you are.
Yeah, it's your bonus action.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Yeah, okay.
All right, so you... crap, I already forgot the spell you just did.
Poison spray.
It's poison spray. You target him and you just unleash this poison on him with your fungal form activated. And it just kind of just rots him a little. And on top of that, you just throw some of your spores and it just does necrotic damage at him. And you bring him down by... just a bunch of its health, and it is at death's door.
Mm-hmm.
So that thing is looking mad weak.
Hell yeah.
Nice. Weaker in Atreus.
Nice.
And after Dizzy, that is Big Green.
You got your own wasp to handle, boy.
Yeah, Big Green's fine with that. How far is Atreus away from me? Because I was up near the tree, and he kind of was back. I guess if I got there in one turn, I could get back, right?
Yeah, I'd say you'd be able to get there with your movement. For this
I'm gonna run to Atreyu and save him.
Yeah, go running and save him.
Yeah, bear form. So I'll take the opportunity attack from the fucking wasp that's on me.
All right.
Well, fair.
Boy. This one. Get this out of the way. That is a 13.
No, that does not hit Big Green.
Cool. So this giant wasp, you attempt to disengage it, and it tries to get you with its stinger, and it just kind of grazes off your side of your shell, and it just can't get a groove to stick in, you run over to Atreyu.
All right, I'm going with my attacks.
You're gonna get his wasp?
Yeah, I'm gonna attack his wasp to try and save him before it tries to hit him. Because if it hits him, he's gonna probably get fucked up the easiest, I think.
Yeah, my the lowest AC.
So, my claw attack was a 4, so that probably doesn't hit. It's 9.
Mm-hmm.
And bite attack, nat 20.
Okay.
It's a hard nat hit. Nat 20?
Yeah.
And what are you gonna be rolling?
2... Yeah, it's piercing damage with my bite.
Alright, so unless you roll like crap, you're probably going to get him.
Yeah. 6 plus 12 damage.
You just utterly slaughter this wasp in front of Atreyu.
I already hurt him a little bit, but then he just busts over and finishes that shit.
Shake it to fucking pieces.
Yes, sir. It's
a derivative art. Just a high school insect Patchouli. Project.
Yeah. Patchouli.
Well, then.
Okay, so after you eviscerate that thing.
So there's three left, then?
Yeah. You still got one that Big Green disengaged from. You got Dizzy's, and you got Sabbath's. And after Big Green, that is Sabbath. What are you going to do? Still got the one in front of you, the one that Big Green ditched, and the one in Dizzy's face.
So how much health does the tree have right now?
You do not know that.
Okay.
No.
We hit it pretty hard, though.
So it's kind of close to death,
like, then? It got mad and, like, you know, defensive. That's why it's sent out the wasp to defend itself, you know.
Okay. Is he a threat still, though?
Right now, he seems to be hibernating.
We're not worried about the tree right now.
Yeah. Okay, I'm not worried about the tree then.
He sent out the wasp as, like, a defense mechanism.
And you got one wasp up in your face right now.
Okay. I'm going to go for the wasp, then.
Alrighty. And you're still in your frenzy rage?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Alright, so yeah, you'll do that. And you get multi attack?
No. Oh, yeah.
He does now.
Yeah, with his bonus action, he can do an extra. And don't forget, because I probably do, but you have reckless attack too. So if you want to gain advantage on both of these attacks, you totally can. But just like the wasp will get advantage on you next time it attacks.
Mm-hmm. So I want to do that then.
Okay. Yeah, that's a good idea.
Cool.
So yeah, roll your attacks.
17.
Oh, I roll again. See if you get something better.
You are always so lucky.
12.
So 17.
That definitely hits.
Okay.
Almost.
Okay. You're good. And then, so yeah, you got one hit. Roll to see if your second hit or second attack hits.
One.
Fuck. So you got advantage though.
Yeah. You can roll again.
Yeah. Roll again. Take that number.
Hey.
It's a good thing because you could fail. That's bad.
Four. Okay. Four. So the second one does miss.
Yeah. The second one misses, but the first one does hit, so you can roll that damage.
So d20 again?
No, no d6.
D6, okay.
Yep, two times.
So six. And four.
Ten. So 14 slashing damage.
14, yeah, you go into this wasp in front of you, and you just clip off one of its wings entirely. And you just cripple this thing, almost killing it.
Ooh.
In just one hit.
Good job.
Hell yeah. Showing them. I'm the fucking queen of this game.
And after that, that would be the wasp turn.
You're getting there. If I don't mark shit down.
All right, like, here's where we get retaliated against, boys.
All right, yep. So you got the one that Big Green ditched. So that's gonna run over, back over to him and follow him. Next,
got pissed that it fucking glanced off my shelf.
How dare you ignore me? It's an angry Beedrill. Yeah, it's gonna run over and it's gonna try to swing at you. Hopefully, right. It's already missed once. Lucky gold die. That is a. Is that an 18?
Yeah.
That is an 18.
Yeah. Ooh.
All right. So. 18 plus. What, that'll be 22 to hit?
It does hit me.
All right. That is good stuff. All right. And that'll be 7 damage.
Okay.
I have that big 34.
Piercing, I have resistance.
All right, so that's 7.
4 damage.
Yep. And then the other part.
Yes.
Do a DC 11 con save, please.
Constitution saving throw. Ooh, I rolled a fucking 1. That gives me a 6.
It gives you a 6? Well, ironically, you're going to take a 6 poison damage.
Okay. Well, not resistant to that.
And you see as this wasp actually gets you like in the arm and doesn't get your shell, it pierces you and it does like the actual like normal damage. You can feel the poison. But you can also see, like, the poison mist as it, like, enters your body. It kind of, like, you know, turns into mist as it hits the air. And you see it flowing towards the tree, and it makes the tree glow.
Oh shit, it's sucking my goddamn health out.
And next,
the wasps. Oh, we gotta fuck these things up.
And next, let's see, that you killed a Treyu's one. That'd be the one in front of Dizzy, the one that's almost dead. That's gonna attack her. That is a 17 to hit.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool. I'd imagine that hits.
Yeah. She got like, what, 15 or 16?
All right. And then that will be 8 damage.
Oof.
I'm attacking you.
Happens. And
you'll take 8 damage.
You know how to do it?
Yep. I'd watch those legs.
I got it.
Very good. 31 or 8?
No, 5-8.
And now you're going to do a DC 11 con save.
So you got to roll your D20. It
has to be over 11, right? Yep. What that means?
Mm-hmm. Rolled a 2.
Hey, that ain't
so, and you're going to take 9 poison. Does she take half poison?
Oh, because she spores. Yeah.
Yeah, that might be a thing. If not, she takes 9.
Ouch.
Fire resistance. Uh-oh.
Or anything about resistance while being in fungal. That's not till later levels, is it?
Maybe. I don't know if it even is a thing, but yeah, it doesn't say it in here.
Oh, no, it isn't, because she has to do Hero's Feast.
Yeah.
She does.
So as far as I know, yeah, no, she's not.
Yeah, she'll take 9 more damage.
Ouch.
Oof. But that's okay. She had her temporary hit points.
Yeah. And,
not feeling too bad.
And again, as this stinger gets you, you see that when the poison hits the air and it starts to hurt you, it again goes back to the tree.
Quit healing the fucking tree.
I see what's going on here, boys.
Damn it.
And then, after that, it would be the one in front of Kurt that's literally hanging on by a thread.
And it's about to attack.
It has one wing. It's on the ground, just like jumping at him.
That is a 12. That is not going to hit you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He tried hard.
It just lunges at you, and you just kind of like sidestep it and do a little twirl.
Nope.
Juke.
Big old nope.
And that is all for the wasps.
Alright, not bad.
Okay.
Wait, I thought that was the last wasp, though. There's still one left.
Yeah. Okay, next is a tray.
Oh, well, if there's only one wasp left, I'm going to use my...
No, there's not one wasp left. There's 3.
Oh, well... Yeah,
we only got rid of one.
Okay. Well, then I will use my breath attack, because I haven't used that yet.
Oh, he does have his breath weapon.
Okay. Is that a cone or is that a straight line? What is that?
Straight line.
I think.
I don't even remember where the fuck I'd find that. Oh, there it is.
Yeah.
Breath weapon damage type, stage feature. Oh, there you go. 30-foot line of lightning.
Okay, line.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Dealing 2d6 lightning damage.
Yeah, I'd say you won't hit any of your friends.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you and Big Green aren't really necessarily... And align to each other, so you'll just hit the wasp. So, yeah. If you want a breath weapon attack this wasp, you can.
I'm going to.
All right. Do you have to still roll your attack and everything?
Wait, is he the one that came after me?
What? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, how does it work?
That's 2d6. What is that?
So, DC 8 plus con mod plus proficiency bonus. So... And so 12 con save of 12.
Okay.
And I think he still takes half though, even if he succeeds.
All right, I rolled 14. My con, 14. So roll
2d6.
3. And 3.
So 6. So it takes 3 damage.
And that's the one that's over here. So okay.
And I get my breath weapon back every...
Once a day.
Yeah.
All right.
You got that. That was your action.
Is that a full action?
I believe... I don't know.
Yeah, it is. Okay. I'm 99% sure.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And after Atreyu, that is Dizzy. Dizzy, you still got one in front of you.
Can I do a thunder wave?
Yeah, you can. Anything I need to do?
Actually, there's... away with Thunderous Force sweeps out from you. Each creature in a 15-foot cube originating from you must make a Constitution saving throw. On a failed save, the creature takes 2d8 thunder damage and is pushed 10 feet away from you.
Alright, it fails.
On a successful save, the creature takes half as okay. much damage.
Wait, so it fails, so it's 2d8 thunder damage?
Yeah.
Yep, okay, so roll this one here, the 2d8, twice and add it up.
This one's 8?
Yep, and it gets pushed back 10 feet.
Mm-hmm.
4,
and 6, so 10.
So yeah,
10 thunder, just boom!
Yeah, you see, you just create this, you see Atreyu did his lightning attack, and then you want to kind of go along with it. So he got the lightning, so you brought the thunder. Mm-hmm. So you just do a clap after he does that, and it just shockwaves this thing into pieces. Like, it just obliterates it.
I didn't even know you did it.
Nice.
Yeah.
So yeah, you just clap this enemy to death.
Clap them cheeks, boy!
Yeah,
just fruit throw dial out of your hands.
Nice.
Alright. And after
okay,
Dizzy,
yeah,
it is Big Green.
Yep, you're good. You've okay. only cast the Thunder Wave.
I need to change that.
Alright, Big Green, it is now your turn. You got the one that followed
you.
You've got them in your other app. You only need that for keeping track of the spell slots, really. You know?
Oh, okay.
So you're good. You just, keep track of the spell slots. What, my turn?
Yeah.
All right, sorry. there's one next to me
yep.
still.
One next to you. All right. Dizzy just thunderclapped hers.
Yeah, I may as well take this one down. It's the closest one to our squishy wizard friend.
You know me.
So I'm going to take him down. I'm going to go with bite attack first.
All right.
Rolled a 3, so that one's going to miss. Claw attack's coming in. Rolled a 5. Does a 10 hit?
No.
All right, I'm all kinds of missing.
Yeah, you go for your usual successful 1-2 combo, but this beast saw the other things, and it is now floating like a butterfly. So it just kind of dodges.
Ha, 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 ha.
You see it just even start to tiptoe, just zzz.
Oh, you think you're real funny, don't you? Fucking wasp.
He's like, oh, I'm so pretty.
It's coming to get you.
I'll get you on next one.
Okay, and after Big Green, if that's all you're going to do.
Yeah, that's all I can.
That'd be Sabbath. And you got yours in front of you that you have critically wounded.
Finish that bitch?
Yeah, I'm going to finish that bitch. But I want to use my hand axe this time.
Alrighty. Alright, roll your d20 and see if you hit.
2. Ouch.
Oh, shout out.
Ouch.
Okay, so, you are also, you can do your reckless attack for advantage.
You gotta call that before the roll, though.
Nah, that's true. But he also
says you still, second attack. You still have another attack, so you can do another attack, and you can choose to reckless it if you want.
I'll reckless it.
Yeah, okay. You should.
19.
19?
That works.
Actually, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, you can roll again and see if you get a 20.
And it does not matter whatever he rolls. This thing, he could roll one. Yeah.
So okay. I won't lose
it's
that.
Dead.
I roll
yeah,
again.
You're good. Yeah, this thing's dead.
As fuck.
So yeah, you put away your chainsaw.
14.
Yeah, so you're good.
All right. You put away your chainsaw, and you just grab your hand axe, and you just kind of just cleave into this thing after cutting off its wing, and it just falls to the ground. So you have now dealt with your
fucking
wasp.
Gnarly.
You're
Moida.
All right, so that leaves one wasp left, and that is the one on Big Green. And
he tries to sit in between your legs, I'm sorry, so he can like be on.
And this thing is it's still gonna be focusing on Big Green because he's the biggest threat right now.
Yeah, Big Green,
the scary
one. Actually, he might go for the wizard because he knows he's squishy. He's already
failed
at you
once. Wasp.
That is
wasp,
true.
No. An AI wasp.
That is true. You do look healthier. All right, that is it. That's a nat 20.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm getting hit.
Ouch.
Also, isn't his health being sucked out from the tree?
Every time, we take poison.
Mm. So yeah. Oh, this is gonna be a. It's gonna be a healthy dose. So that'd be 2d6.
That's all right. I'm raging.
That'd be 10 piercing.
It's going to be 5 piercing.
No, it'd be, 6, 10, that'd be 14 piercing.
The 7.
Yeah.
All right. I got that.
And then you got your DC 11.
My bear is looking a little unhealthy.
Ooh.
Sorry, it's just my bear form.
And
that's right.
Your DC 11 con save.
Yes, I do need to make a con save. Nat 20.
Hey.
Damn.
He's good.
Big Green can't be poisoned twice by the same poison.
Yeah, you nat 20'd my crit against you.
Hell yeah.
He said nope.
So no poison damage, right? Is that how that works?
It's schemes.
So you save, obviously, and you would have taken 21 poison, so you'll have that.
Aw, damn, that 20 doesn't give me... All right, no. So I'd take 10.
Yeah.
All right, my bear is looking bloodied and weak.
Yeah.
All right, slowly but surely, the dead leaves on this tree are, like, coming back to life slowly but surely, and you can see it getting out here after the one round thrashing you guys gave it in the beginning.
Oh, no.
All right.
It didn't even get to attack you.
So we're reviving this thing.
And, all right, and after that, that would be a Atreyu again.
All right, there's one wasp left, correct?
Yeah, there's one left.
All right, well, let's finish this.
Yeah, the one just fucked me up.
Yeah, sorry. The way you looked up for a second, I was like, wait, did I press some shit?
All right, so I got some shit for that. Let me use my firebolt, actually.
Yep. All right, so roll it out.
1d10 fire damage.
Yep. You gotta roll to see if you hit, though.
There it is. 15?
Plus.
That definitely hits.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So then, yeah, roll that d10.
Which is this one?
No.
That one. This guy.
Yep.
6.
Bam.
All right, 6.
What are you doing? Solid.
You're doing fine.
6 fire.
Okay. Yeah, you throw your first encounter with this spell in our story so far is you just kind of did like a strong flashlight.
It was terrible.
Against the jaggers. Yeah. You kind of didn't want that to happen again, so you actually pull this thing off with some pizzazz and you get some good damage.
I get a good fireball off this time.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
I had to redeem myself.
Instead of the small, like, you know, flashlight burn you gave the last one, you give this one like second to third degree burns.
Okay.
We actually see flames.
Yeah.
That's cool. Well, I'm getting better.
Threw some pop rocks in with it. Just pocket sand.
Yeah, right.
All right, after Atreyu, that is Dizzy.
We got one more wasp.
Yep, and you could make it over to the wasp that Big Green and Atreyu are currently wrestling with.
I'll just use my shillelagh.
You're going to have bonus action shillelagh, your weapon. So that'll take it to a D8 sword.
Yep.
All right, so you're going to attack with your sword?
Yeah.
Where's your D20? Oh, there it is. So yeah, now you just attack him with your sword.
16.
Okay. 16, that hits.
Bam.
And roll good. A D8.
You need this page. Oh yeah, D8. Yeah, and that page.
Yeah. 1.
1 plus 2.
So 3. So
3?
Yep.
No.
Alright, you smack this thing for 3 damage.
Oh, wait. I still must do. Never mind.
Wait, and you have your spores too, though.
No, she bonus action, shillelagh.
Ah, damn it.
And that's 16.
No spores.
Yep. Alright, so you smack this thing with your scimitar and you clip its wing, damaging it, and it's on Death's Door.
But if it goes to attack one of us, then she can reaction. She's near it now, right?
Yeah.
Spores. Okay.
Yeah, she can still do that without her bonus action.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
The bonus action or reaction is what we get.
Yeah. Then after Dizzy, that would be Big Green.
Okay, Big Green's going to try to finish this shit off. He's in bear form, but he's on his last legs. Like, they've really poisoned the shit out of him.
So, yeah, not very many people have beaten it. So, yeah.
It's intense ass.
So, okay, so my bite doesn't land. Does an 11 hit?
No.
Okay, well, Big Green misses both his attacks again.
Yeah, it's seen you, like, fuck up a couple of wasps, and it's really just dodging.
All right, well, they're focused on me, though, guys. But I still have my bonus action, so I am going to take a bonus action to heal myself.
Ooh.
It's a thing I can do in my wild shape. I use a first level spell slot, and I get to heal myself by a d8.
Alrighty.
I fucking rolled a 1.
Ouch.
Wow. That's a painful.
Alright. That'll be all for you.
That is all I can do.
Alright, Sabbath. Oof.
You see right. We have our shit rolls sometimes.
So you see all your friends ganging up on this last wasp. What do you want to do?
Am I still in my frenzy mode?
Yeah.
Okay. Then...
We might as well just finish that bitch.
I want to finish that bitch.
Alright, you can make it over there, definitely. And, alright, roll your attack.
You got anything else you want to do with that attack?
You want a reckless or not?
I want a reckless, yeah. Right. I'm sorry. I'm keeping up. I'm slowing down. I'm trying.
Yeah, you're good. You only got a couple things to remember, so okay. Stay focused on those.
I just want to remember the reckless thing. That's all I need to remember. Everything else, I'm good.
Yep. You're going to use your chainsaw, right?
Yeah, I'm going to use my chainsaw.
Okay. All right, roll your 20.
13.
13, yep, that hits. All right. Without even adding.
Roll again.
Yeah. Just to see if you crit, yeah.
Hey. Yeah. Okay.
2.
Right. No. So that would be your first attack. You also have another attack, so you can roll the next 2. Because you already hit with the first.
You'd be all right. Yeah.
Okay. Like, one more.
But you would add 2 if I had a 6.
Yeah, to see if you can get 12. High enough.
12.
12. Okay, so you do hit with both attacks. Roll 46.
You don't need to. It's like say.
For these.
Yeah. You want me to roll already high enough?
Oh, sure. I got 3.
Plus
2 damage
on them. 8, 9, 10.
No, okay, so.
10, 16. When you did 16 overall, number, plus right? 4, plus damage, 4, so 16, 20, 24.
Yeah.
Wow.
You killed that motherfucker.
Oh, shit. Wow. That's great.
So you see.
I need to get that handbook.
Sabbath, you see.
That's my Christmas gift for myself.
You see 3 of your friends. Ganging up on this last wasp, and you just got done cleaving through yours, and you just, in your frenzy, run over with your chainsaw and just say, excuse me, and cut through this thing for 24 damage.
Jesus Christ. That's so much.
Oh, fuck yeah.
And you just cleave through it and just end all the wasps, and once that wasp is dead, you see that the tree, big, like, giant limbs that look like arms just spread back out like they were originally, and now it is back to out of its hibernation thing.
Okay,
so we gotta fuck with this tree again.
And now that is the tree's turn. Now it can actually do a normal attack. I fully wasn't expecting that first round whopping.
Should I do that?
Alright, it's gonna.
No, I'm still in my bear form.
Okay.
It's going to slap whoever's in front of it. Yeah. So, who would say, if you're there, Atreya, would you be on, you would be on the right side because you did your breath attack. Mm-hmm. And the closest actually would be Dizzy.
Would it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Should be on the right. Unless, it's either Dizzy or Kurt. I'm pretty sure he's on the right, but I'm... Dizzy would be the closest, so that'd be a slap. It's gonna try to bring down one of his giant branches down on Dizzy and just down onto him. That will be 19 plus 6. That'd be 25.
Oh. Damn, that's a strong
that
boy.
That is a hit.
And that would be. That's a 1. That's a 6. 7. 14 bludgeoning.
Oh. Dang.
So it just brings...
Minus 14?
Hmm? So this big arm, this limb just comes down and slams down.
I will protect it.
Yeah, you're good.
I'll get you up if you go down.
Yeah, we got you.
I can't
damn.
Use myself,
yeah.
Can I?
You can.
I can use myself.
Yeah, but...
I don't want to do that.
Yeah, you want to save heal when someone goes down. It only heals a little bit.
They're so nice. Right? They
take
someone
and
out from being unconscious.
That's all that the tree can do. But after the tree, that is Atreyu.
All right. Yeah.
What's he? Are you good, Scrappy?
Yeah, give me that.
Okay. Atreyu, it is now your turn.
First time he gets to play ball.
What are you gonna do?
Atreyu? Alright, I'm about to attack this tree.
Alright, how are you gonna do that?
Shit, let me think. Because I'm running low on spells.
Yeah. It's a tree, fire.
Yeah, that's what I'm about to do. I'm thinking Firebolt or.
Do you have Chromatic Orb?
I do have Chromatic Orb. I can try to light it on fire. Yeah. So, yeah. Let me Chromatic Orb.
Alright.
A fire. I can turn into a fire orb.
Alright. Roll to.
Which see if is. You hit. Where's that? This guy. What? No? 11.
11 plus is 4. So.
11, 4, 15. 15. Yep, that hits.
Oh, lucky.
Cool.
Alright, so that's 3d8s of fire damage.
Which is this one, right?
No. It's that one.
3d8 fire.
So 7. 8.
Ooh, that's 15.
Plus 4.
19.
Nice. Fire damage. 18,
that'd be 38 damage.
Dang.
Fire boy.
Damn. Big Green was on the money. Trees are vulnerable against fire. Who knew?
Who would have guessed?
So, what I
good
say?
Good call.
Yeah. 19,
19,
3. Yeah.
Damn. Nice one.
So, you guys just got done with these wasps. Saw this crazy chainsaw.
That was
from
a level
Sabbath.
1 spell?
Yeah.
See this crazy chainsaw from Sabbath, and then the tree awakes. Just one of these slams Dizzy. And then you see Dizzy just get slammed to the ground, and you come over with a chromatic orb. And you just
light his ass up.
Fry this tree, and it now burns to ash.
Good. And you guys, fuck with my girl.
And a little pop-up comes up, and it's dun-da-dun-dun-dun-da-da. And you guys beat the second level of this game, and you hit a checkpoint.
Now Big Green's going over to chest bump Atreyu, but it probably doesn't go super well.
No, you knocked me over clearly. Just
Be back.
That was fun, man.
Dizzy, how you doing on health? Actually, Big Green's gonna come out of his fucking bear form because he shows back up in the casino as a bear. Yeah.
For the sake of you still got the whole other one. Yeah, no carryover.
Yeah.
Right.
All right, so we finished the game. We are out together now, right?
Yeah, you got done with the second one. You can choose to do a short rest if you want to get any health back.
Oh, yeah, I need my spells back.
Well, you only get one first level spell back because you're level 3 wizard, so yeah.
Yeah.
So you get one from a short rest. Long rest gives you everything. But yeah, short rest, you'll get one. And then we all get to do hit dice for the first time for anyone who's damaged, which I'm not, but you are.
I'm
for
not,
sure.
No.
So you'll get to do hit dice.
Yeah. So, Dizzy, how many hit dice do you want to use to heal up during the short rest?
You have 3 total you can use. So basically how hit dice works is you have the D8, you'll roll it and add the constitution, +2, whatever you roll, and that's how much you heal. And you can do that 3 times. You got 3 of them.
I do it twice, and then I have an extra one,
All right. Cool. So let's figure
this,
out.
So get this one.
Yep. So 6, and then roll again. And 7. So that's...
13.
Yes. So you heal by 13.
Nice.
And you could do another one if you still want more healing.
Yeah, because you still do have a third one.
Oh, not 130.
So you're back up to 21.
What's your max?
27, I think. And you've
got 36 if I'm in my one form.
Let's say if
if you want.
If you have one more, if you want to use the giant die to get your last health.
Oh,
roll.
Yeah, which one is it?
Yeah, I'll do it.
This one.
See, for you, everyone at home, I got giant dice a couple of days ago, and I brought them in, and I thought it'd be cool to have them, like, as a public thing for interesting rolls
Holy
we could do.
Holy shit.
Ooh, yeah, they are really cool. Absolutely gigantic.
And they're gorgeous. Damn.
Beautiful. Yeah.
These are the differences between my dice balls.
Yeah, they're, like, triple the size.
All right.
Roll that big thing. Jesus, fuck.
Eight.
Eight!
That's
10.
Yeah, heal by 10.
All right.
Let's get it back in.
So would that be 31?
That big old thing.
It'll only go up to your max.
Okay.
So like you can type in 10.
Thing sounds like a comet hitting the table.
It did, yeah. Holy shit.
All right, cool, so you got that, and no one else really got hurt. Sabbath just went.
Big Green didn't actually take any damage to himself. He came back into his wild shape form. He's still at full health in regular mode.
Yeah, if anything, you gave the tree the most health.
Yeah.
You had the most to give it.
But it's all right. Atreyu came back and fucking knocked all that away. All
right. So, yeah, you guys are out of there. You did your short rest and your checkpoint.
Short rest, so...
Yeah.
Is that on here?
Yes.
Yeah, the three.
But you don't really need to. You can just do your hit dice though. So we'll give you. You got one regain. And then you didn't take any damage, right?
No.
So yeah, you're good. You don't need hit dice. Cool. So you got one first level spell slot back.
Hey, I'll take it.
Take off that other.
And I can put away.
And Kurt, you didn't take damage, right?
I don't think I took damage.
No.
Okay. Yeah, you're good.
No.
And I can remove parts.
And then your rage did end.
Oh.
I don't think we're going to say that this video game frenzy count for like real world exhaustion for him.
No, absolutely not.
Okay, yeah. Okay, cool. That wouldn't be right. So yeah, you're down to two rages.
Cool.
All right. So you guys jumping back in?
Yes, absolutely. We're totally good.
All right. So you guys get back in the circles and you jump back into this.
Round three.
And you see that the, you know, Colosseum is back. You see the blood-soaked sand and everything. And you see in front of you just walk out just this huge figure, like just a massive mound of meat of a person.
Oh, man.
Just walking out, just thud, just heavy as shit
coming
towards you.
Okay.
And then it just stops, and then you can see steam come off of him. Steam comes out of his nose.
Oh, shit.
Whoa. And you can just see a fire in its eyes.
Oh.
15 seconds.
All right, well, I'll start off with Big Green. He's going to fly into a rage. He's going to go, "So, you think you're a tough guy, but let's see how you do against a 5-time world champion of bear." And I turn into a bear.
Oh my god.
The battle of the alphas.
So I'm in a rage and I did my bear thing.
The bro down.
Anyone else got something?
Can I block shit? I don't know.
We're just prepared. You can prepare.
I want to fight him. I'm getting him. I'm ready.
Well, we can just prepare.
Yeah, you're in the beginning 15 seconds. So you
make
be able
plan,
to
make a plan or prepare yourself.
Oh. Or,
and yours is an hour, so I'm assuming you're just staying in.
Well, she already lost on hit points.
Oh, yeah.
Came out of it.
All right.
Trying to think of what I've got for this big scary motherfucker right here.
So yeah, your mage armor is the first level.
What
is it?
What? Yeah.
Oh yeah, he still has mage armor there, doesn't he?
Still has mage armor.
Oh yeah, you do.
It's 8 hours.
Yeah, so you still have 17. I don't have to get rid of that.
That stays for you, bud.
All right, cool. Also, I have the other one. All right, everyone, roll your initiative.
Whoop whoop.
I'll make you a half.
Fucking two. Ouch.
I got...
Okay. 2+, remember?
My initiative is what? Uh-oh. Right here? So it would be 2-2, so 4.
12.
I got 11.
So it would be 14.
18.
So you got
20.
A
20. Damn, baby, get in there.
Right, so...
That would
be
first.
You either got those rolls or you don't. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, you're right.
You're very right.
And it's always in the wrong situation.
Big Green's been missing all fucking night.
Always in the wrong situations, Mr. Burns.
I'm not even the drunk one. I'm fucking just swinging moves.
It happens. It happens, buddy.
So yeah, first
the whiskey just makes my dude more confident. He's just like
apparently it made your fire magic explosive as hell.
Oh wait, Atreyu, how much did you get for your initiative?
Four.
This one? Oh, four.
No.
Okay.
Oh, it was a 12. I thought it was a 2.
Oh,
sorry.
You got 14.
Yeah. Whoops. I only seen 2, but no, yeah, it's 14.
Alright.
Do we need another lamp?
First would be Dizzy. So
of course I'm first.
Yeah, you got a 20.
Let it go, girl.
Okay. You're not a girl.
Alright.
Alright, we're back. So, let's rock it.
Getting good on initiative. Did we need a plan or anything?
For this big guy, I think we're just...
Big Rain's already raging, so he's gonna, you know, to like lead the charge, go in, try to fuck this dude up.
Oh, yeah, I'm kind of a secondary fighter at this point. I'm going to let you go like in. Because you're already wild, so I'm going to let you run in and get your wildness out.
Is he a humanoid or creature?
Humanoid.
Oh, hey. We got time. You go in your rage during 15 seconds.
Mm-hmm. I'm going into my rage.
All right, yeah.
Because that just helped me out a lot.
So do I roll again?
No. And then use.
Okay.
There you go. Just keep track of your resources.
Yep.
Hey.
12, 12.
I don't know if that'll work here.
I just asked him.
Say, all I said was, when it comes to your turn.
I'm watching you.
Hmm.
But.
So this is just a large, massive.
Yeah, we could totally give that a shot.
Motherfucker. Yeah.
Big pile of beef.
Yikes.
Big green stuff.
Huge. Guy. And it is just steaming. Like, his internal temperature.
How big is he compared? Because I'm like a fucking grizzly bear size right now.
Like, his skin color is like, you know, normal tan, so you would assume he's human. But this fucker is like a shit beast. Brick house. He is.
All
right. He's a fucking beast, huh?
The only reason you'd be able to see this is you're in a video game. That would be the only reason this thing is more jacked than an ogre.
Okay.
Either of those.
Yeah. Okay, so he's just pissed off and getting character. You know what I mean? Cool.
He's got me questioning myself.
Yeah, hey, it's up to you. Try something.
When the DM smiles,
I like that one though, personally.
Mm-hmm. We're an hour in, boys.
That shirt. All right, let's get popping.
I get what?
When the DM smiles, it's already too late.
All right, so yeah, how are we going?
So, yeah. What are you doing, Dizzy?
Oh yeah, what you got going on?
Okay, well. I'd like to use my blindness and deafness on him.
Alrighty, what do I gotta do?
Constitution saving throw.
Yep, okay.
If it fails, the target's either blinded or defeated. Up my dead choice.
Defeated.
Straight shit. Defeated.
Or I win.
Windshieler power of kill.
That was quick.
Deafened, sorry. I wish I could.
Con.
Yeah.
I rolled in. 18
oh,
plus
yep.
3, that's 21.
Yep.
Does 21 beat it?
Yeah, it does. She's 12 for a DC. So yeah, go to your character sheet.
Oh, alright, so you attempt to mess with this thing's mind, and it is just... It is just a surging power, moving muscle. There was no mind to control.
So I could still use that. So we're
yeah.
So what's up?
So yeah.
Do you end your turn?
Do you have anything else you want to do on your turn?
Can I do that?
You have a bonus action still. You can do spores or your fungal form. Fungal form's an action.
It's in my room.
You can, probably can do unless you want to run up to him and try and spores him.
Get your spores on, girl. Shit.
But
yeah, you guys are all like 30 feet away from it.
It's up to you if you want to keep your distance or not.
So what is this? She attacks first? Is that what we were going for?
She tried to cast a spell on him.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Now she can do a bonus action like spores or something.
So, do you got anything else you want to do? Or are you going to end your turn?
Can I do the chill touch?
No.
No.
You just cast
spell. You can either spores
you got one
or
action.
That
turn.
Is a spores.
No. Well, it's from, you got from spores.
But so what
when,
can
when
I?
When we say spores, we mean you, like literally throwing spores at them as your ability. It's
oh,
a spell.
Well, okay. Yeah. Well, shit. I'll just do that.
Yeah,
okay.
Here
I am
is
looking
she still
for
in her
it.
Fungal form?
No, it's not.
Okay, so it's just...
She'd have to use an action to get that again.
Alright, so that's just two.
A big rock.
Alright. You see that you throw these spores at it after you try to mess with its head, and it just shrugs it off. This necrotic damage just...
Nothing,
didn't even
man.
Phase it.
Yeah.
Beefy boy.
After that, it is Atreyu's turn.
All right.
You see this thing just steaming and
well,
smoking.
I'm drunk, so I'm gonna attack this motherfucker before it gets a chance to even look at me. That's just who I am. So
it's already looking.
You know,
it's already looking at you.
He's already acknowledged me. So let me cantrip.
I just now realized that none of the wasps I attacked you with Sabbath had advantage. You used reckless attack, and I totally didn't give him advantage.
Whoopsie whoopsie.
It would have still ended up the same. You would have just ran through him, but I just remembered that.
I'm gonna use my breath attack.
So
on
don't
him.
At me.
You already used it.
Oh yeah. Wait. Wait a minute. Though. This is a different round, though.
Once a day.
Gotcha. Yeah.
And on top of that, you only did a short rest, so that wouldn't even be able to work there.
Nope. You gotta have a full rest to get that back.
You still do.
So cantrips, I could use Firebolt.
Firebolt?
Yep. My 1d10 fire damage.
Ooh, we can actually see the
dice. Alright, so you'll have to roll your 20 to hit.
Which is this guy? Who's that?
That's 9. 9 plus, you gotta
go back to
the ability care sheet.
This guy.
Go to your spells.
This.
And you got plus 4 to hit with attack. So that's 13.
Okay, cool.
So you got 13 to hit. That hits.
Hey.
Surprisingly enough. Yeah, so roll your damage.
Which is this one, right?
No. D10. One more down. That one there.
This guy.
Yep.
8.
Cool. Eight.
Hey, he's getting better with the firebolts every time. So you throw this firebolt at it, and it's even better than the last one you did, but you see that even when it gets hit by the fire,
it just barely phases him at all.
It just phases it again.
You
can just gather off of common knowledge, and even if you don't gather it, Big Green could obviously tell you, his core temperature like has to be like 160. He's steaming too much to be this hot. Like, he is just like a generator inside.
This boy's hot. He's running hot. Okay.
Like, he doesn't have a shirt or anything like that, but all you hear is that song. It's like, it's getting hot in here. Like, he's a human sauna.
Okay. Let's do it.
Jinx.
Yeah. All right, then.
All right. So, you did, how much damage was it? 8?
Yes.
Okay. All right, next will be Big Green.
All right.
Oh, and I'm in a bear form. So Big Green, he's raging in a bear already. So he is just going to fucking charge this shit. All right. He may as well. So bites first.
Berserker against Berserker.
Mm-hmm. 10.
10 to hit.
Yeah.
Nope.
17 for my claws.
17 hits.
Hell yeah.
With your claws.
Cut my claws.
The claws.
15 damage with the claws. Slashing damage. In his ass.
His Uncle Kurt's all right.
Slashing damage. Okay. Good, can you say 15?
Good, man.
15.
All right. You come in and hit him with your bear claws, and this is the first noticeable reaction you've gotten from this dude. Like, you just come in with the bear claws, slash him, and that's his first reaction. He actually gives a wince.
Yeah,
like he did
dig them 4-inch claws into his ass.
What happens? Get drunk sometimes. Happens.
Okay. And is that all for you, Big Green? Or Bear Green?
That bear green,
Bear green.
Green bear?
Yeah, big green bear.
That's all I got at the moment. All
right. After that is Sabbath.
All right. Let's fuck this big scary guy up. What are you about to do?
I'm going to use my chainsaw. All right.
You're going to run up there, get next to Big Green. Just saw Big Green go in with the bear claws, and you're going to come in with that chainsaw.
Booyah.
Oh, dude, I got him.
Oh, my God.
Seven plus 4?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So 11. 11 does not hit.
Damn it!
He's not in frenzy? Or he
is?
Yeah,
he did. He went and did it before.
He is? Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so then you get to roll your second attack.
11
plus 4. So that'd be 15.
Yeah.
Alright, so that one does hit.
Yay!
So with that chainsaw, so roll your damage.
It's metal.
Which is that one, right?
Yeah, 2d6.
5. And.
$20. 5.
So 10 And since he's in his frenzy rage, is that plus two go to four? Mm-hmm. So it's 10, 14. So you come in right after Big Green does this big claw attack, and you just follow suit and come in with a chainsaw and go right where his claws were and just make the cut bigger.
Oh, yeah.
Rip that, yeah. Rip a hole into that motherfucker.
Beefcake showing you how it's done.
And with that, he's going to use his reaction, and he's going to hellish rebuke you.
Oh, shit.
So
what's that mean?
Make a dexterity save 13. So you roll your d20 and add your save.
Eight.
So 10.
10? That fails. So you'll take 5 damage. 5 fire damage.
Oh, God. Get rid of him.
That could have been a lot worse for you.
Yeah. Not bad, not bad. So basically, like, you cut into him, and then fire shot out of the wound and burned you.
Just like...
Damn.
Yeah.
That's still pretty epic, though.
Yeah.
That's still pretty cool.
After Big Green comes in with the claw attack and makes the initial scratches, you come in with a chainsaw and it makes them bigger. And, like, you've already suspected this, like, inside heat from this guy. And once you make the cut bigger, it just explodes with fire and makes you take that fire damage.
Oh, shit. Damn.
Fire damage in the ass? Or...
Yeah. and
I guess
that is its reaction, and that is your turn.
Well, if I don't want it in the dick hole.
After Sabbath, it is now Berserker. Berserker.
Here it comes.
Is going to attack Sabbath here. With its great axe. And it's going to reckless attack.
Oh, good, though. That means we get advantage.
Nope. That's a 10. And that is 18 plus 5. So, yeah, I rolled 18 plus 5. That's 23.
Yeah.
23 to hit.
Yeah, 17.
Ouch.
Okay. And this is... Ooh. So that'd be 13 slashing damage.
Everything. Dr. Pepper, Jack Daniels.
Seb, that'd be 13 damage towards you?
Yeah.
Wait, I'm sorry. She asked me a question. I'm sorry. I got...
Yeah, you're good. You just took the big dude. He came and swung at you. You got 13 damage. You just took...
Well, it's he's in his rage, so he'll take half.
Oh, he takes half. So, seven.
Yeah.
Okay. Ouch.
All right. And with that...
It's all right. You're beefy enough to take an axe hit. Right to the chest. Chest muscles.
A couple of them.
The chesticles.
Yeah, and with that, that is end with his turn, so that would go Dizzy.
Oh, that's me. I gotta go. So... Found it.
So what are you about
to do? Well, I've already used...
You got spells.
Yeah.
They all reset, didn't they? No. Besides that one?
No, they didn't. Not for you.
No. But that one I still have.
You don't get like one use of each. You can use them all multiple times. You only have limited spells.
I'm gonna go get it, yeah. Yep. Yeah. I gotta have something to do with my hands.
Yeah.
I would like to charm poison him, though.
What?
Charm poison? Is that what it's called? Charm poison? Is it you get up?
Charm person?
Yeah. Person?
Yeah, charm the poison. May bring the poison to our side.
And that's what I get for naming all my stuff myself.
But, all right, yeah, so charm person.
You want to try to do charm person?
You keep smiling at me because every time I don't even know.
Be confident.
I almost want to thunder wave your ass, but fuck it. Yeah. You know what? I'm going to take one for the team, and I'm a charm person because you said you're a humanoid, but let me see. If you make a wisdom saving throw, so with advantage, if you or your companions are fighting it, it's a charm saving throw, it's charmed by you.
Yeah. So, Also, we have to kill it anyways, so charm person's not really going to do much. As soon as we hit it, it's going to break the effect.
Yeah, you don't want to charm it.
Okay. See, that's why I got to read. Well, I guess I could...
Just turn your blindness again. Try to make it blind.
Maybe that'll help.
Yeah, do you want to try to do blind it again?
Yeah.
Or you could spend your action going to your fungal form or something like that. But, yeah.
I need to learn more about my fungal form, too. But,
What is it? Con save? For the blind?
Mm-hmm. Con save.
Go ahead for gold. Oh, my God.
Did I get you, bitch?
I critically failed. Woo!
Got him!
Oh. Yep. So you blind and deafened me. So that'd be... I'm assuming disadvantage on everything.
He's not deaf, but he's blind.
No, he's just blind. Yeah, I have to choose one.
Yeah. Okay.
Or the other. So I choose that you are blind.
All right. All right. Oh, that's a big shit. Yeah.
Dizzy's always coming in with the clutch spells.
Yeah, good.
You know, it happens.
That's what we keep her around for.
Yeah.
I'm a party just your little fuck buddy, too, huh? You didn't say no. And you didn't say yes. Like, oh my god.
Alright, so yeah, you blind this thing.
And
is that the end of your turn?
That would be.
Or, do you want to spores them?
Yeah, we'll spores them. Give some extra damage.
Throw a little mushrooms on him.
See if we can, yeah.
All right.
See if we can get him high on some shrooms.
Just make him roll for the rest of the fight. All right.
He's blind. Yeah, he's tripping hard now.
Oh, yeah. He's so high, he can't see. Next, after Dizzy, that'd be Atreyu. All right. What are you going to do, Dragon Boy?
Oh, boy. Well... Probably, since I've just been killing with the fire bolts, I might do another one.
Yeah,
it's a cantrip, so. Actually, no, I'm going to hit him with my quarterstaff. I don't ever really use that thing.
Automatically?
You're going to hit him with your quarterstaff?
I believe so.
Do that every time?
Which okay.
Is...
That makes it a lot more easier.
Yeah, as long as you got your bonus
What action. Is it? Is that it right there?
Yeah.
Do the bonus action before I can just...
Yeah.
No, bonus action.
So what do I do if I was to use that?
Roll your d20, see if you hit. Just like I
used
to. Like
if you healed with the bonus action, you couldn't do sports because you already used
it. That's a 9.
And then the first thing says plus something.
Plus 1.
Okay, so it'd be 9 plus 1.
10.
Yeah, it cost a bonus action.
Okay. Well, oh, actually, that wouldn't hit either.
Okay, then.
Go to swing at it with your quarterstaff, and even while it's blinded, you still miss with your quarterstaff.
Well...
So yeah, you come in and try to smack it, and it just, like, it being blind, it just stumbles just accidentally out of the way.
You
didn't even use the spell. He just tried to, like,
Yeah, I just tried to hit him with the quarterstaff, because I've never really used it, so I was like, eh.
Just got to switch off the tree and just try to smack a berserker.
Fuck it.
And after Atreyu, that will be Big Green.
All right, here we go. Big Green is still... raging, still barren, so he's gonna keep doing that.
Doing the brown bear thing. So, what are you gonna do? Another bite and claw?
Yep, go to the bite. Does a 14 hit?
Does a 14 hit?
Yeah.
It would, but I'm gonna use my reaction of shield.
Okay, so my bite does not hit.
No.
And you also have another +5 for the rest of it, anyways.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But I also have a minus because I'm blinded.
Does 18 hit?
Nice.
Yeah, 18 does
hit. Alright, claws.
It wouldn't if I wasn't blinded.
Oh, you get minus because
of that. Yeah. I looked at it and I was like, oh, damn.
Alright, yeah, cool.
I only have one of these, so I had to use it here.
Big green. Bring it in. 10 damage with 10 slashing.
Okay. So 10 damage?
Yeah. All right. The claws digging in even further where fucking Sabbath came in and changed. I was digging those claws in and ripping that fucking wound apart.
All right.
Then after Big Green, that is Sabbath.
Get back in there, boy.
Please, he's blind.
What are you going to do to him?
Nah, I want to use my rage.
Hit him with your best shot.
No, you're already in rage.
Oh, I am?
Okay, you're already frenzied up.
Okay.
You're already pissed.
Okay, yeah. All right.
So, yeah, then, you can, if you
royally
want
pissed.
Actually, you can, you already get advantage in your attacks, because it reckless attacked you.
Damn. Well, then, I'm going to use my chainsaw. Wait.
Damn it, I didn't do that with my bike. I forgot. It's all right.
Did it reckless attack? Does it go for everyone?
If you reckless attack anyone who attacks you until your next turn.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, that works.
But it's alright. It's still
fine. Yeah, it's still fine. I use shield, so.
I'm not right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
I keep messing them up, sorry.
So you got advantage.
16.
Alright, roll again.
19. Alright, so that's definitely a hit for the first one.
And then two more times.
6.
15.
Alright, so both hit. All right. Now roll 4d6 plus
8.
3.
Okay.
2.
11. 15. 23.
Do I roll again? Okay.
23.
Yep.
Yeah, 23. with two big ass chainsaw attacks.
Hell yes. Yeah. That's fucking lit.
Tell you, he's the most consistent damage of all of us.
You come in and you just make the most, like, ungodly wound on this thing. Like,
oh, I forgot I gave you the extra health too with my shit at the
end. Yeah,
the AC. Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
And it just, like,
you are a glowing knight right now, sir.
This thing is on death's door.
Okay.
Damn.
Cool.
Fuck yeah, guys.
I'm proud of us. We're doing a good job.
All right, and then now,
we're doing amazing.
After Sabbath, that is the big-ass berserker.
What does a berserker
do? I say that, and he's going to just, like, one-shot somebody.
Wow, done.
Yeah. Sabbath just absolutely went ham on him, so he is definitely going to try to attack him. He's going to reckless attack, too.
Because he's pissed.
Good thing I did. Oh my god, I rolled a 4 and a 3. that'd be 5, 6, 7. The max I got is 9. You have 17. So yeah, he misses his attacks.
Stay nimble.
Yeah, and there is nothing else that he can do. So next.
He got pissed off, tried to attack Sabbath. Sabbath moved out the way and was like, nope.
just like an inch to the left.
He's blind too, so.
Yeah, he's blind. Yeah, so it makes sense that nothing happened.
Yeah.
Yeah, actually, tech wouldn't have
actually, it would have just been normal rolls.
Yeah, it would have been even with reckless.
Yeah. Funny. The dice tell a story. All right, Dizzy. You are next. Do I make saves on my turn to get rid of that?
Oh, yeah. Probably.
So, I'll just try to make the save again at the end of my turn.
Let's see. Yeah, each end of each of his turns,
Alright, so I rolled an 18.
So you succeed.
Alright, I can see again.
Not if I blind your ass again. Here we go, bitch.
You can try.
Let's go.
Can't.
Oh, wait.
You're out of second level spells.
Drain.
You cast it twice.
See, because now I gotta go to my thing.
So wait, how do you get a sight back? How do you get a sight back?
How do you get a sight back?
He gets to roll every time he ends his turn to see if he can end the effect on himself.
Yeah. Ah, okay, that's fair.
Okay, well then shit, I'll Thunder Wave you.
Alright, do you have first level spells left?
She does, she got 3.
Okay, cool. Sure. Thunder Wave.
Oh, God.
Go ahead.
She's going to hit all of us.
Roll your attack.
No, it's not. We all just make saves.
What do I do?
She doesn't know. We all make saves.
Do I let her rethink it?
It's up to you.
I'll let you read Thunder Wave, Thunder Clap.
See, because we're in a cube.
Yeah, centered on you, and you're right next to the big guy and all of us.
Yeah, so
except for Atreya. He's not nearby.
You're Majin Vegeta-ing this.
You would hit me and Kurt.
And Tommy.
No.
No, he's not nearby. He's been shooting at range.
No, he's smacked him with a stick.
You know what? Fuck it. Hold person.
Oh, yeah, he did.
I'm going to try and paralyze you.
All right.
You don't have second level spell slots.
Fuck me in the...
Yeah.
Yep.
Fucking...
Magic users.
Taint.
Sucks.
No, it's awesome, but it's just you get those moments.
What? Poison spray? Yeah, those are infinite.
Yeah, it's a cantrip.
That's why I use Firebolt so often. Yep. It's my jam.
Oh, so that's why I can... Okay, but I'd like to use my poison spray and then do spores instead of do the shillelagh, so then I can do two hits, right?
No, no, spores would be bonus action. So
yeah, but also you'll do
well,
damage.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Both.
I can do this, so then I can do... I don't have to do that.
Yeah.
I can do two instead of one.
Yep, so poison spray and spores.
All right, so I make a
con.
Save.
Con save. All
right. All right. That'd be
kill
three
that big boy.
Plus three, so I get six.
Fail.
That's going to fail.
All right, so yeah, do your damage with the D12. That one there.
Eight,
and then plus fours, so 10 damage.
Four.
10 poison damage.
Ooh.
All around.
Slap that son of a bitch.
Okay. This
one.
You are getting, wait, yeah, you are getting hellish rebukes.
Oh.
Make a dex save of 13.
Yeah, we have to get over 13, is what that means.
Yeah, your dex. Probably don't get it.
Nine.
Wait, if you roll, what's the zero on the 10?
What?
When you roll a 10, what's the zero?
That's 10, you can't roll a
okay,
zero.
So then, okay. What'd you get?
Nine.
Alright, so you fail, so that's 18 fire damage.
Oh!
Damn, yo.
That's painful.
Jesus.
That's a big hit.
Burn the shit out of Dizzy.
All right.
Ouch. Scorch my girl. Damn.
That is Atreyu. You saw her go in and do some attacks, and then she just gets flamed.
Fucked on. That's painful to watch. Okay. Well, that's not okay to me, so I'm going to have to... I think I have one more level one, so I'm going to magic missile this guy.
Alrighty.
Yeah.
So I have to roll them D4s.
Oh, yeah. Do I have to roll initiative or no? Just D4s.
No, you have initiative.
So 4.
5.
5
damage.
That one didn't roll. 2.
3, so that's 8.
Another 4.
13 damage.
13. Treyu. When you spread your fingers and launch these three magic missiles out of your hands, you just see them just, like, go up in the air and just almost like bullets, just boom, 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 just all three go straight through his body.
Ooh.
And just slowly fall and then crash on his back.
Got him!
Then you get the
Big Green chest bumps Atreyu again, but he's still in bear form. Just sends him flying.
Yeah, launches.
Rolling. Transforms back. Oh, my bad. Oh, I forgot.
All right, so with that, you guys see the round ends, and you peer back outside in the magic circles where you entered the game, and you see a roulette wheel comes out.
Oh, shit.
For you at home, I'm opening various boxes to grab a card. And you see the roulette wheel is spinning. So choose your prize. And in real life, it's just me grabbing cards and then shuffling them and then grabbing it.
That's fair.
Over to the cards!
Yeah,
no, not those cards.
We're getting,
this is
your reward.
Yeah, we're getting our prize for winning the fucking game.
Woo!
Yeah.
Still get a prize, but do I get to keep the card?
Well, one of you gets to.
Yeah,
whoever you decide gets to keep it.
Oh, can we inky peeky bonky daddy had a donkey?
That's
donkey
it. No, shush.
Yeah,
it's just whoever works best for them.
Oh, we'll roll for
it. Yeah, there's one of them where it's a cloak that isn't considered armor and it gives you plus 2 AC, which is great for wizards. So that'd be great for you or whoever armor doesn't work for.
Mm-hmm.
It could even work for your tank.
Three of us actually don't wear armor. He doesn't wear armor, I don't wear armor, don't wear armor.
No.
You wear armor. I have a shield, though, so that sort of counts.
Right. Nope, no armor.
And
Dragonborns are naturally, like, 6 foot something, so he's 6'2". And so I thought he was 6'5". No, he's 6'2". All right.
A little tall to average.
Wait, you get to choose?
Yeah, I'm choosing randomly. Because then you can see it.
He said it's a big.
Oh, is it on both sides?
There's a wheel spinning that's going to randomly decide our prize.
Yeah. Yeah, and in real life, I don't want you to let you choose a card because you can see what it is on top and bottom.
I didn't know that.
So, yeah. Let's go with this one. You see that the roulette stops.
Oh, gosh.
And a box opens up out of the side, and you get
a bat?
A black sword. That seems to have some kind of energy on it.
Ooh. Okay, so what it says is, I'll just read it for everybody.
Yeah.
It's the Sword of Life Stealing. Mm.
Yeah, you see a receipt comes with it with instructions.
Yeah. It's, oh, yeah, it was Sword of Life Stealing, so...
Ask you for you want the warranty. I'm
gonna go meta here. When you attack a creature with this magic weapon and roll a 20 on the attack roll, the target takes an extra 10 necrotic damage. If it isn't a construct or undead, you also gain 10 temporary hit points. As a could be a one-handed sword or a two-handed sword, I guess. It's a one-handed sword, I think we'll go with.
Yeah.
All right, yeah, so fucking we got a dope one-handed sword.
So I think it should either go to maybe...
Yeah, no, I think...
Trey?
I think this is going to be for Dizzy.
It's necrotic damage. You do necrotic
with your spores. You can, like, infuse your spores with this sword.
Oh.
You could do that. What was that called?
Oh, I get my character with the sword?
This is, like, your new weapon.
Attunement.
I'll take a picture of it and give it back to you.
Yeah.
Okay? You could do attunement.
She has to attune to it.
Yeah. I was just thinking of like a different aspect of going with her spores. It'd be funny. But yeah, you see that come out and pop out. And behind you, you see Jameson standing there. He says, "Wow, that was a good one, lads.
Oh, hey,
got a righteous beating them."
Yeah, dude, it was fucking awesome. You see, I was a bear.
And I got to beat people up.
Sure you. You look like you have a bit for your two scoops, man.
I can take another.
Wiggling the worm? Having a bit in the crack?
A little bit.
Look, you all want to go back to your room?
Oh, yeah. I think we've had enough fun down here. She got a dope story. I like your casino, man.
Oh, yeah, thank you. Not very many people make this really? Game.
Yeah, that wasn't all that hard for us. We kind of just smashed through it.
Yeah.
It wasn't bad.
Okay. Fierce battles in that. Fierce. Savage.
Oh, yeah, sort of.
All right, well, follow me up to your room.
Mild at best.
And he starts walking... up out of the casino that was to the right, and you come into the main foyer, and you see like the typical stairs in the middle with the red carpet in the middle, and it goes up in a T formation, kind of like the Scarface mansion where it goes up and then goes into the Y.
Yeah.
And you guys go up there, go to the right, and there's dorms there, and you all go into your room where it has the walls where you can open and close them to make it one room to connect it.
Okay.
So you guys have that. And
so me and Dizzy have a room and you two have a room together.
Yeah.
Okay.
And right now, of course, it is open and he shows you to the room.
We all sleep in one giant bed together.
One big bed.
I mean, you're my beanbag. I sleep on you most of the time.
I'm laying in a bed and he's laying on my shell.
So, oh my god, you're going to turn into Master Roshi because he was a hermit sage too.
There it is.
But yeah, he shows you to your room and you guys go inside. And he, you know, says, "I'll let you lads rest up and we'll talk tomorrow about the details. It looks like you had a bit of a wee fun."
Mm-hmm. All right, well, thanks a lot, Jameson. I suppose we'll talk to you in the morning.
All right. I'll see you in the morning.
All right, peace out.
Thank you for showing us where our room was.
And he closes the door.
And Big Green, as soon as he is gone, Big Green's going to turn to everybody like,
"So you guys feel like making a real gamble? That game was kind of too easy.
It was kind of whack.
You all ready for a gamble?"
"I'm ready. I can't fuck with this boring ass."
"Sure, your voice sounds different."
"All right, well,
And Big Green pulls out the deck that he got earlier from his shell and puts it on the table. And then he's like, "All right, well, I'll go first," and draws the first card out of the deck.
And we'll leave it there.
End our episode.
Yep.
Every...
No, we're still here, y'all.
Yeah.
But, yes.
So, yeah, your social medias that you have out now for the podcast. What are those?
We have
Twitter, Instagram. Facebook, Instagram. Sorry, I got really excited.
She sure did. Yes, Trippy Cupcakes Podcast on Instagram and on Facebook and on Twitter, I think. I don't really fuck with Twitter like
YouTube.
That.
YouTube?
Oh, yeah, we got YouTube, Third Eye Entertainment YouTube channel. Check that Spotify. Out as well.
So, yeah, give the pages and all that a like. Give us a share.
Music. Is it on Apple Music?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, any kind of streaming platforms out there. You got Anchor, Spotify, Apple Music. Anywhere you can find a streaming service, this is probably
you can literally Google Trippy Cupcakes Podcast, and you'll be able to pull us up on anything. On everything, yeah.
That's so cool.
Go and give us, rate us 5 stars. Give us your name. We'll give you a shout-out at the end of the episode whenever that gets started.
Yeah.
And thank you all for listening. It was a fun time.
Peace out.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
Let it out.
Well.
Love you guys.
Yeah.
You gotta say anything, Big Kurt, before we drop this bitch?
Have a good time.